Okay, we're starting now. It's Sunday night, and we're continuing Mishnah Berurah Shir Hilchos Yom HaKippurim. We're starting Siman Tov Reish Zayin. Seder HaVidui B'mincha Be'erev Yom Kippur. And we're going to go through some of the dinim of Vidui that are here, the whole Yom Kippur, actually. The Gemara talks about when we talk about vidui, of course, we really mean doing tshuva. Now, it's hard to do tshuva in the space of a few seconds. This was a process that's supposed to have started Rosh Chodesh Elul, but when you come right down to it in terms of time, the Rambam explains that the components of tshuva are all to be found in vidui. In other words, if there's a point in time when you could be said to be doing tshuva at a certain point in time, with the components of charot ala avar and kabbalah ala osid and asking Hashem to be mochel and all of these components of tshuva, some of them are ma'akev in tshuva, some of them aren't, so it's really manifested in vidui. That's what the Rambam says, and that's why the Rambam describes the mitzvah as being one of vidui, and the Rambam says that you're misvadeh, and that's the thoughts that should be going through your mind as you're misvadeh. That's your expression of tshuva verbally. There's a kasha that's asked, and it's not clear at all what the answer is, and that is the Rambam describes vidui. For instance, you would say chatanu, and then you would say Vareini mischaret umisnachem below osif lavor b'derech hazeh od, something like that, but below osif od b'derech hazeh. In other words, you state that you are chotei. That's like the vidui itself, and then you have the components of tshuva. We don't do that. It's one of the kashas of our nusach. I was tempted, according to my Shabbos Shuvah Drasha, to answer why, because perhaps it's not so necessary in conjunction with Yom Kippur, but that would be a piece of Torah at best, even if it would be a teretz. But the kasha is certainly a strong question, why our vidui doesn't have the components of doing tshuva, which the Rambam says it's supposed to have. So I looked around, and I finally found. If I have a teretz, but is that really halacha l'maaseh? I mean, halacha l'maaseh, we do what it says in the siddur. But I saw in the in some journal. I saw that Rav Eliashiv says that the first time on Yom Kippur that you say vidui, avol anachnu ba'avol seinu chatanu. Like that's like the epitome of vidui. Before you say Hashem v'gadol v'zalim v'andoyfi. But you say Avol Anachnu Ba'avol Seinu Chatanu, so you should say Taka once that Lashon HaRambam Vareini Mischaret U'Misnachem Lo Oshuv B'Derech HaZeod. Oh, that's the exact Lashon. Lo Oshuv B'Derech HaZeod. So that he says you should say it once in the beginning of Yom Kippur, then it's enough. You don't have to keep repeating it. You should Taka say it once. Al Kaponim, the Vidui is the Tshuva process. So the Gemara says you have to be misvadeh before you eat Suda Mafsekes. That's one part of the Gemara in Yuma. And then the Gemara, so we fulfill that, we're misvadeh by Mincha. And we daven Mincha before we eat Suda Mafsekes. So that's how we fulfill that part of the Gemara. Then the Gemara says you have to be misvadeh after Suda Mafsekes. And there already it's Machlekes Rishonim what that means. Many Rishonim say it means Mairiv. But the Ramban Shita is that it means that there's a very important inyan to go into Yom HaKippurim pure and clean. And you're mizvadeh before Yom Kippur starts, so that the first moment of Yom Kippur, where there, for all we know, the kapara is taking place as Yom Kippur enters, so you've been mizvadeh. And you're ready, and you walk into Yom Kippur having said vidui. And we'll see now in the Mishnah Berurah that's the Ramban Shita, and we try to do it. We'll see in a moment. Tzorech lizvados b'mincha, that's the basic Gemara, kaidim sudam afsekes. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah why. Hagah, b'yochid omro acha shagomar tefillah. So ushliach tzibur omro b'yom kippur b'tocha tefillah. So this is really a general rule about a difference in nusach. The individual says it after Shmona Esrei, right? The structure is you say Shmona Esrei, this is the whole Yom Kippur, including Erev Yom Kippur. You then say Yul Ratzon Merifi, and then you're sort of in Shmona Esrei, you're not allowed to talk, you're not allowed to answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo, you're not allowed to answer Amen. Only the Amen, there's only two, three Amens that you're allowed to answer when you're between the Yul Ratzons and Alakain Tzor. So you're sort of in a semi-state of being in Shmona Esrei. That's an area in halach in itself. But the point is, that's when the Yachid says it. After he finished Shmona Esrei and he's in like this semi-Shmona Esrei state. The Shliach Tzibur, as we know, says Vidui during Shmona Esrei. Minchi doesn't say it at all. But on Yom Kippur, it's part of the middle brach, it's part of Kedushas Hayom, the recitation of Vidui. So that's what the Ramah here is talking about. It's not just Mincha, it's an issue to hold Yom Kippur. Kaidem Sudam Afsegas, the Mishnah Berurah says, this is the Gemara, Shema Yeraloi Dvar Kalkola Besuda. Very interesting concept. The Gemara says you have to say Vidui before you eat the Sudam Afsegas, because something might happen to you in the Suda. You might choke, you might get drunk, you might titorev daita, you might just lose yourself. So the obvious question is, what happened? And the Teretz is the Achronim answer that indeed the Satan Makatreg, and the Satan, you know, so it's like Erev Yom Kippur and you've been building up to this point and now you sit down to a fine meal, so the Satan is focusing on this moment to try to push you off the path of, you know, you're in a serious, somber mood, and you're prepared for Yom Kippur, hopefully, and the Satan, like Badafka, like at this moment, puts his energies into trying, so Yechonik Besuda could happen, you could, you know, something could happen during the Suda, just to stop you from achieving what you want to achieve on Yom Kippur. So it's such a real chashash. It sounds like a Rebbe Shemaisa, but it's such a real chashash that Chazal said that therefore you have to like go one up. You have to trump the Satan. So he's going to get you by the Suda Mafsekes. You're going to say Vidui before the Suda Mafsekes. So now you're not. You've said your Vidui. You've cleansed yourself. But that's the reason. Shema Yera Eloi Dvar Kalkola Besuda Sheichonik Oshetitorev Daitai, meaning literally it means you'll go insane. But it means you'll lose yourself. You'll forget where you are, what you're doing, what today is. You won't give it the proper seriousness. V'yuchal Isvado Sachar Kach. V'yesh Poskim, this is the Shita Saramban, I believe, yes, Saramban. Shapsovrim Shasorch Lizvados Kamachar Achilu Kodem Chashecha. And that's to enter Yom Kippur pure. And also the Gemara mentions, according to some, there's a chashash yuachote besuda. So you have to get rid of that. Chayt v'roi lachmer kadei azu. V'chaynogu b'zmanenu sh'omer mos tefilo zaka. That's why you have tefilo zaka. So if you want to fulfill this din, and I'm sure you do, why shouldn't you want to fulfill this din? So you will come to shul and say tefilo zaka before shkia. But you're running out of time, especially when they change the clock already, you're really running out of time. But you come and say Tefillah Zaka, and if you look at the Nusach of Tefillah Zaka, Vidui is at the end, I think, if I remember correctly, towards the end. So you should skip, because the chazan is going to start Kol Nidre any second. So you should skip and call Tefillah Zaka, and start with the Vidui, and being Mochel of the people, that's in the Nusach there, and then you should fulfill the halacha that way. People many times sit for Tefillah Zaka. If you want to fulfill this halacha in saying Tefillah Zaka, you will stand, as we'll see. Vidui has to be said when standing. So if you say Tefillah Zaka with an eye towards fulfilling this halacha, no reason you shouldn't. V'roi l'achmer k'dei azu, we just learned. So you will stand, you will come, you will work out your day that you can come to shul with enough time to to at least save the vidui within Tfilah Zaka before the Chazan starts Kol Nidre. Okay, the Yochad Omer HaKashikom HaTfilah also wrote to Lomar, I'm a little sluggish today, you'll notice. It's catching up with me. But it's important. The Yochad Omer HaKashikom HaTfilah also wrote to Lomar, Ben Erev Yom Kippur, Ben Chol, Ben Biyom HaKippurim, this is all Yom Kippur like this. A Mosai Shemizvada, Omer HaKashikom HaTfilah also, Kodem HaLokain Etzor. It's not part of the Nusach of Shmoneh Esrei for the Yochad. If he has to say Shmoneh, let's say he done the whole Shmoneh Esrei, and he said Vidui, and then he remembered he said Okel HaKadosh, so he has to repeat Shmoneh Esrei, right? Doesn't have to say Vidui over again. He said Vidui. It's like in a semi, it's semi Shmoneh Esrei. It's after Yul Haratzon. So if he repeats Shmoneh Esrei, he doesn't have to say Vidui again. But if the Chazan would, by mistake, say Okel HaKadosh, of course we would have to say Vidui again. It's part of the Nusach HaBracha for the Chazan. Okay. Omer B'Yom HaKippurim B'toch HaTfila Avol B'Minchak Shechozer HaTfila Eino Eim HaKlala Vidui Kidol Kamal Mizufei Bagod. That's why the Ramah, when he wants to say that the Shliach Tzivu says it in Shmoneh Esrei, you might be staring at this Ramah and say, why does he jump to Yom Kippur for? We were just talking about Erev Yom Kippur. Say, because on Erev Yom Kippur the Chazan doesn't say Vidui at all. So he jumps to Yom Kippur to tell you the din. B'toch HaTfila B'tzalom HaShekololo B'toch HaBrocho Em Tzoz. It's part of Kedusha Sayyom. Siv Beis, how do you say Vidui? Ain't Tzarech L'Farei Tachet. Although it is, I think the sheets from the Chayodom or the Chidah are quite prevalent. I think maybe, I don't know if Otsko, the Vidui and the Machs have reprinted them, but they do what does one of the speakers here on Yom Tov say. Like you have Aleph, Hashamnu, so he says, Ochalti B'li Bracha, Tchila V'Sof. Like it goes through, there's a list of Alephs. And then Beis is Berachti Bracha B'lo Kavana, Berachti Bracha L'Vatola, Bitalti Torah. You know, so if you think Bogadati, hey, I'm not, but what do you want from me in Bogadati? Right? So you go through that list, and all of a sudden you'll feel very much at home. So, right? So these lists are from the Chayyodim and the Chidah. I don't know, in Yeshivas they always gave it out. It's printed in the Chayyodim and the Chidah, the sheets. You can write your own. Sit down, a little introspection before Yom Kippur Abosai. Yeah, half hour. I'm sure you can fill Chas V'Shalom. I could fill a whole sheet of Averis in half hour, no problem. And then you say it when you're saying Hashamnu Bogadnu. That's the time to say it. Someone asked me many times, and people ask, when do you do tshuva in Yom Kippur? I'm davening all day. When am I supposed to do tshuva? I'm davening. When? So I say, do it during the break. You're supposed to do tshuva when you're saying Hashamnu. That's vidui. That's what I spoke at. That's what I started the shiur with. That's vidui. We don't say it that way. It's a kasha. I don't know what the teretz is exactly, but the vidui is supposed to be tshuva. You're supposed to say vareini oshamnu. You say ochalti b'li bracha vareini mischoret umisnachem v'lo oshu b'derech hazeh old. That's tshuva. You admit you sinned. You're determined not to do it again. You'll have charata on the past. That's how you're supposed to. The ideal way would be to do that and go through a list of the Chidah and Chayyodam and to say the full formula which is found in the Rambam. You say, Bitalti Torah, Vareini Mischaret Umisnachem, Velo Oshu Bederech Hazeot. Then you'll be stuck when you get up to Al Chet Shechaton Al Fanecha Bevidri Peh. It's very hard. If you didn't start Rosh Chodesh Elul, it's very hard on Yom Kippur. Sometimes it's easy. That's what Yesh Kone Olomo B'Shoachas means. So, you didn't prepare for Rosh Chodesh Elul, so you can't turn it on like a faucet, and all of a sudden you're sorry for everything you did, and you're not talking any more Lashon Hara, and it's very hard. Impossible. Forget it. Oh, so, but sometimes, it's like Yesh Kone Olomo B'Shoachas, where you get so inspired, either from the Balei Tefillah, who have a big achrayus, the Balei Tefillah, or the atmosphere, or you're fasting, it breaks down the gashmius, it works. Hashem didn't tell you to fast, because he wants you to spend the whole day in shul, so he doesn't want you to go home for a meal. fasting is a part of the tshuva process. Ideally, it breaks down the gashmius. It puts you in a mood where you just feel detached from olam hazeh. Plain and partial. It's true. If you fast and you're hungry and all you're thinking about is when you fast, so it's not much of a detachment from olam hazeh. Adarabba, the fasting connects you to olam hazeh. All you can think about is eating. It's a problem. You have to know how to fast. And I can't help you. Come for lessons. That's part of what you have to know how to do. But what's supposed to happen when you're fasting is you're supposed to be detached from olam hazeh. Anyway, yeah, so you could be inspired, I'm saying, so, even if you didn't prepare for Rosh Chodesh Elul, but you could all of a sudden be inspired and you really feel, and then there's a build-up to Ne'ilah, and you really could create within yourself, even without the proper preparation. That's our hope. I'm giving everyone hope. Not Chasron, you people are wonderful. You started Rosh Chodesh Elul. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the people that are not at the Mishkan Berurah. So what are they going to do? So sometimes you get inspired, and Yom Kippur you get inspired, and you really mescharet, and you make certain kabbalas, etc.
The use of the aleph base is only, it's a mnemonic device. It's not need to.
Absolutely correct. It's just a mnemonic device. Yeah, that's all it is. Ein tzarech lefaret. So really, the best thing is to get hold of the chayod mochida. And make your own private list. If it gets too long, so take, like what's his name? What's his name? Let him in. To make a top 10 list. Letterman, what's his name? David Letterman, yeah. Make a top 10 list. Ain't tzarech lefaret achet. Elok shiyomu stam chatos yotzi yidei mitzvah zbidui. So when you say, avol anachnu ba'avol seinu chatonu, that's when you yotzi the mitzvah. Ain't tzarech lefaret achet v'mrotzel lefaret. If you want to do it, or shus biyado v'mizvade belachash nochon lefaret achet hago avol kshemispalel b'kol rom osh liachzibuk shechoyzu b'tfilo ain't lefaret achet u'mashom malchet b'seder alav beiz lo mikri paret achet hayo ba'kol lo amin b'shova ainu ala kenusach tfilo. Don't take that so don't get carried away. Don't take it too seriously. That's not pirat achet. Pirat achet is to really, people. Okay, vidui is very hard. If I go to you and I say you did something wrong, 99% of the people will 99% of the time, even if they admit they did something wrong. But they'll say, they'll have an excuse. I was tired. I was hungry. I was in a rush. I got angry. I was pressured that day. They'll always have an excuse. Part of the idea of vidui is to just face HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, I did something wrong, and there's no but. You'll notice in vidui, there's no but. There's no, that's what vidui is very powerful. You say, what's vidui? So you admit you did wrong. You think about charot and kabbalah, those are the components of tshuva, that makes sense. But vidui is very, very powerful. Vidui is to just sit there, and it's very hard to do. It's easy to read in the siddur, but if you summon up like a chet that you did, a real one, and you say, don't be ashamed, you're davening belachash. You say, on Monday afternoon, a few months ago, you'll see how hard it is to really say it. And you say, chatosi. It's very hard. Very hard. Because it's like, you're just admitting.
During
Chazaras HaShatz,
that's not the point there. During Chazaras
HaShatz, there's no. Yeah. What?
Go with the film, whatever it's for, basically.
Yeah, halavai, we should do vidui in the private Shmoneh Esrei. I mean, the real personal vidui. Then there's a din. Vidui, you're supposed to say vidui 10 times on Yom Kippur, so that's how you complete the number of 10. But on a practical level, I don't see anyone saying vidui properly, meaning incorporating into the vidui the components of tshuva during Chazaras HaShatz. It doesn't seem to be possible to do. Okay, let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Ain tzarech lefaret achayit alek shiyom estam chatosu yotzu yidei mitzvahs vidui v'brotzu lefaret harashus biyodo. Hine, midekot v'achar kach v'mizvadeh belachash. Those are the next words of the Mechaber. Mashma d'reisha ayir b'mizvadeh b'kol rom. And the Mechaber holds you're allowed to be mefaret achayit. And the Ramah goes on to say when you're doing it b'kol rom, you should not be mefaret achayit. So v'afta Ramah kosa b'hagodah b'kol rom, if you're davening loudly, ain lefaret achayit. The mashma d'yisur anami ikah. It's like a little brazen that you're not embarrassed from what you did. Hasam ayir b'chayit sheinam aforsum arabim. As if you're not embarrassed from it. I will bechait ham uforsum arabim that people know that you did. Reshus biyodu lefarto barabim afilu b'kol ram. So the Mishnah Berurah maneuvers that there's no machlekes mechaber ramah. There seems to be a machlekes mechaber ramah if you're davening b'kol ram or you're saying vidui b'kol ram. But it's not Shmoneh Esrei anymore. So it can be b'kol ram if you want. So it seems to be a machlokes mechaber and ramah whether you could be mefaret achayit b'kol ram. So the Mishnah Berurah maneuvers that it's not. One's talking about mefursum cheto already, people know, and one is talking about not. Now you should look at the Shar HaTziyun. Ois Gimel, he has an interesting thing here. The name of the Sos Mukulon, I'm reading from the Shar HaTziyun, Ois Gimel. He says nobody speaks out anything. Mashmud afilu baverish benodem lamakom shori. You're allowed to be mefaret achet b'kol rom if it's chet hamafursum l'rabim. V'chei muchach ben rabim perik beis nuchos shuvah lochahei. V'after rabim posuk rab nachmud averish benodem lamakom ashreinu sui pesha ksui chato o haynu baverish anu mufursomim abu baverish anu mufursomim shori. V'ayim b'bir agro. Right, I'm sorry. It's a little too complex. I take it back. Let's go back. On Yom Kippur, we learned it on Rosh Hashanah when people have machzorim. There's it has become customary in certain places to daven more loudly than usual. Certainly, if you are mafriya of the person next to you. You should not daven loud, or else you'll have another thing to add to the list of the vidui. Okay, Sivkot and Zion, v'mizvadeh belachash, nochol lefaret achet b'zeh, and chilek b'mufushim b'zeh b'fursa, nakol gol l'tnei amoko, nochol lefaret achet, why? Kedei sheyizbay yashaytik shemazche chatov. Try it sometime, you'll see how hard it is. You know, the chayyodam also has become a nusuch. The chalti b'li bracha t'chila v'soif. You say, oh my goodness, when's the last time I made a bracha? That's hard to do. That's hard vidu to say. L'chati migri kusui chato chimen shenu nishma l'bnei yodo. Ein l'faret achet if you daven loud men dusos l'mash men afidu b'obin sh'minot l'machadeiro gam kein osu. Gimel torech l'svados m'umod. The din have to be standard. Why? Look at the Mishnah Berurah. The Hochi Avi Derech Achnoat Tzvei, and the Zvada Belev Sholei. The Tov Sheyishchek Kamo B'modim. You should be slightly bent over, maybe more than slightly, but I think the minute is pretty much to do just slightly. The Lo Yisvach Al Dover, don't lean on something. Shemiyot Lo Yisvach Yipo, that's always to do when you have to stand. V'yim Tzomach Tzorech Iyan and Yachso V'yizvada. Maybe you're not Yotze, you know, Vida is a technical obligation, like Estro. So you can cry your heart out and do real tshuva, but it could be that technically you were not Yotze Vida. It's very far-fetched to say you're not Yotze if you didn't stand. We Paskin, you're Yotze Shmoneh Esrei if you didn't stand. So this is pretty wild. But that's what the Prima Gadol says, Sorechian, in Yachzav Yisvada. That's you're saying vidui until you get up to them. Okay, v'afilu kisham alei mishliach tzibur, who is vadok for tzarech lamud. You have to stand when the chazan is saying vidui. Now the Ramah says the actually yuzvad the mishliach tzibur. You should actually be saying it with the shliach tzibur. So the Mishnah Berurah explains
For the shono mashma, for the mechaber it's mashma. The daito, the chinuch is vadik for ba'atzmo in shmona esrei. Meaning, after yule rotzo, ain't tzorich pam sheni lachzor lizvados in that tefila. Elo lishmona shliach tzibur k'tocha doros hashatz. But Ramah b'shem alan tolim elze. Usvele the tzorich lachzor lizvados, which we all do together with the chazan. Chay posuk b'itur miwi v'chay namin b'zmanenu. Okay. Ba'al chay tzorich loyim b'seisur v'agolui. V'shgobu b'zodon. Mishum diyesh lahakdim akal l'chomor. Go to the least severe, less severe, to the more severe. Uvmat Ephraim Masik Dein L'shanus Menanusuch HaKos of the Sidurim. Just say what it says in the Siddur. The Ein Kedai Lo Hitziyas Vimina Klal B'shvil Zeh. Which is another way of saying don't be so smart. What? Yeah, but I think he means even in private. Just say what it says in the Siddur.
The Siddur doesn't have the Chidah's list.
No. He's talking about the Seishu Bagoli Bishkog of the Zadda. Al Chetchik Tanul Fanecha Bagoli the Seishu. We really say it. We don't say the Seishu Bagoli. We say the Bagoli the Seishu. We say it as Gimel in the Al Chet. Cholecha Le'yishan and Avinik Medinoso. Just say what it says in the Siddur. Ein L'dabar Bishat Avidui. It's like there's an Isser of Hefsik during Vidui. Vafila Bamiris Al Chet is still called Vidui. Ochein Lanus Kaddish and Kedusha. Because you could still be saying your private Shmona Esrei, Echleis the Chazan might have reached Kedusha. It could happen if you made a good list of Averis. So you could be on a Kaddish and Kedusha. Afilu Bamsor Hashamnu. Because you've already said Yul Rotso. B'shas Amiris Avidik Shemaskir Hachet Yake Be'egrof Al Hachozo El Halev. Which is about, that's the real Vidui. Everybody does. Well, by the end of Yom Kippur, it's sore. He's clapped so many times. You know, you're supposed to. People, you're in Mishnah Berurah, yeah? It's a symbolic act. You're supposed to be thinking something when you do that. The heart, the seed of your desires. Like that's supposed to be a fleeting. That's what you're banging. You're making a statement.
The Rav mentioned Yehuda Ratzin. Is it universal that Yehuda Ratzin gets said before the Vidui?
Oh, it must be said.
Even according to people who say it at the end of Eloh Kai.
Yeah. Wait. I don't know. I have to check that out. Because the Gro who doesn't say the first Yehuda Ratzin, so because he wants a Lekai Netzor to be part of Shmona Esrei, because he says once you say Yul Ratzon, you're essentially finished with Shmona Esrei. But here Vidui, the Lashon Hara is Vidui should be said after Shmona Esrei. I would have to check it out. It's important to check out. In the Chlamy, you don't say the first Yul Ratzon. I might have to check it out. I'll actually, you can go look at the grocery. Well, you can't tell from that because they have the first Yule Rots and always. Okay. Right. I could see maybe why, yeah, but I have to check it out. Very possibly also not. I mean, you have the whole bit there, the whole Nusach in the center. Okay, we'll stop here. It's late. We really should.